102 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 70 American State Trials. I met with Wuerl again in St. Louis and had a conversation with him. He recognized me and recalled the horse trade. I asked him if he did not think he should pay me my money back. He replied that he did not have my money, but he would make it right with me. I told him that by describing the horse, the man had proven to my satisfaction that he owned the horse. Wuerl assured me that I would not lose anything by it. He would make arrangements for me to get my money back. He first asked me if it was reasonable for him to pay me all my money back when I was going to appear and do all I could against him. At the time I purchased the pony from him, I took him to be sane. I saw nothing insane about him when I saw him in jail. I took him to be a very shrewd man. Cross-examined. He made this trade without getting off his horse. The entire transaction did not take over 15 minutes. I had no suspicion that he was insane, and therefore did not examine him with that view. If I had suspected insanity, I would not have known how to go about finding it out. He did not speak loudly at any time except when he called back to know what I would give him for his pony. I saw no excitement in him. Wilson Hutchinson. I have been examined before and told of Wuerl, Braff, and Gordon being at my house on the night of January 24, 1856. They arrived at my house around dark, stayed all night, had supper, and left between 7 and 8 the next morning. From what I saw of them, I did not take any of them to be insane. If Wuerl was insane, it was more than I knew. I did not dream of it. I saw nothing then to indicate that he was an insane man. Cross-examined, if I am not mistaken, all of us went out to the stables for the horses. We had the horses caught and saddled. At the time he was fixing the pistol before he put it on the mantelpiece, he and Gordon had some words. I do not know what they were, but they were talking. I did not hear Wuerl say anything to my daughter. In jail, he asked me how my family and I were. Martin McMahon, I have been examined once. I saw them on January 25th and 26th, 1856, at Christian Way's Tavern in St. Charles. I was in Wuerl's company in the barroom there. I saw no more indication of Wuerl being out of his mind than myself or anyone else in the house. I had no idea of his being crazy. Hartwell Richards, I have been examined. Wuerl came to my house on Saturday, January 26th, 1856, and stayed until between 9 and 11 the next morning. Wuerl went by the name of John Ross, and Bruff by the name of Charles Strong. I saw him frequently that evening and saw no indications of insanity about Wuerl at all. I had no suspicion of it. Cross-examined, I saw Wuerl almost always in the company of others around the house. We had few regular boarders. I think he was there pretty much during the day on Saturday. Three gentlemen started to the theater. I did not see Wuerl after he left.